This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Dear brothers and sisters, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and 80 years after Hijrah, one of the Tabi'een by the name of Abu Idris al-Khawlani went to Al-Masjid al-Kabir in Damascus. And he went inside the Masjid and he said, I saw a man sitting in the front, surrounded by people. And he described him as a very smiling man. And people were asking him questions. So he said, I came close and I asked the people, who is this? And they said, this is Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu. Then he said, I came the following day, early morning, for Salat al-Fajr. And I thought I would be the first one. But then I saw someone next to the mihrab praying. And I came close to him. And I waited for him to finish his salah. And then it was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Then I said to him, are you Mu'adh ibn Jabal? He said, yes. Then I said to him, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ, I love you for the sake of Allah. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu took him by the hand and he drew him closer to him and he said, أَاللَّهِ لِلَّهِ, I'm asking you, do you really love me only for the sake of Allah? فقال أبو إدريس الخولاني نعم. He said, نعم, yes, I love you only for the sake of Allah. He said, the reason I'm asking you is because I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with my own ears saying, وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيه. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an obligation on himself to love those who love each other for his sake. Allahu Akbar. It's easy when you look across history, you'll find that so many people claimed that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decides whether they are truthful in their love or not. And this is why we find in the Quran, when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha every day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He asks us to ask Him for guiding us to the straight path, He said after that, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get angry with the people of Israel? They claim that they love Allah. It's because they have the knowledge and they didn't act upon that knowledge. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with them. Regardless if they claim they love Allah or not. Because if we love Allah, we have to submit to Him. And we have to take the knowledge into action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Those who go astray in life, why? Because they worship the human being. They are ignorant, and their ignorance led them to shirk, to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they claimed also that they love Allah. In fact, not only did they claim that they love Allah, they also claimed that Allah loved them. And read in the Quran, when they said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the sons of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And so many Muslims today, they do the same thing. Many of them are ignorant, and many of them have the knowledge, but they don't act upon the knowledge. So let's stay away from this. If we are ignorant, we need to seek knowledge. If we know, we have to put our knowledge into action. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us through the Quran and his Sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that he loves certain people. So the question for the khutbah today is, does Allah love us? It's easy to claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So does Allah love us? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves one of us, what happens? And then for the second khutbah, we're going to be talking about what are the means that I should take so that I can gain and guarantee the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran that He loved someone so much. If you read in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 125, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim alayhi salam as one of the closest of creation to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam showed total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went through many tests and he proved by his actions that he loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved His love to Ibrahim in the Quran. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, praising Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him that he has a character that made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love him. He said, "Inna wajadnahu sabira." We found him to be patient. So Allah praised him. He said, "Ni'ma al-'abd." What a beautiful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Ayyub alayhi salam showed through his character that he accepts the qadr of Allah. So he showed love to Allah by accepting whatever happens in his life through patience. And this is a lesson for all of us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated in Sahih Muslim, he said there was a man who traveled all the way from his own town to visit a brother in Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel in the form of a man following that man. And when he was almost leaving his town, he stopped him. He said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to visit my brother so and so." He said, "Ali Qarabatin?" Is it because of kinship? Is he one of your relatives? He said, "No." قَالَ هَلْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تَرُبُّهَا عَلَيْهِ. Is there business between you and him? He said, "No." So why are you visiting him? He said, لأني أحبه في الله. He said, because I love him for the sake of Allah. So the angel in the form of a man told that man, I am a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inform you that Allah loved you because of your love to your brother in Islam. Jibreel alayhi salam was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam one day teaching him the Quran. And then he said, "Oh Muhammad, here is Khadija radiallahu anha coming with some food or drink to you. So please inform her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending her salam. Allahu Akbar. What an honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glory and majesty is sending salam to a woman. Why? Think about this. She was the best wife. And that's what we need to learn today. How to value marriage. And how to understand the institution of marriage. And how to be an outstanding wife. Because this could be your way to Jannah. And how to be an outstanding husband. Because this could be your way to Jannah. And this is why I'm here this weekend to teach a seminar about marriage. So subhanAllah, he said, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here is Khadija radiallahu anha coming to you with some food or drink. So tell her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending her salam. And extend my salam to her too. And give her the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising her a palace in Jannah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising her قصر في الجنة من قصب لا صخب فيه ولا نصب. A palace that's made of a pearl. And there is no noise in that palace. Nor there will be any fatigue. Allahu Akbar. These are examples of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved. So what happens, dear brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in Sahih Muslim that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, He calls upon Jibreel. Oh Jibreel, إني أحب عبدي فلان فأحبه. I love my servant so and so. So love him or love her. Allahu Akbar. And Jibreel loves that person. ثم ينادي جبريل في الملأ الأعلى. Then Jibreel would call all the angels and he would say, Allah loves his servant so and so. And he commands the angels by saying, love him or love her. Allahu Akbar. And then the third prize from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض. Then everyone on earth would love that person. So if you see someone loved by people on earth, it's a sign that the angels love him, that Jibreel alayhi salam loves him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And vice versa. If Allah doesn't like someone, Allah calls upon Jibreel and he tells him the same thing. I hate my servant so and so. And he commands Jibreel alayhi salam to hate him. And then Jibreel calls upon the angels and he informs them to hate him. And then ثُمَّ تُوضَعَ لَهُ الْبَغْضَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So people hate him on earth. And if you see somebody like this, it's a sign that the angels doesn't like him, that Jibreel doesn't like him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like him. So we all need the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to ask ourselves this question before I conclude the first khutbah. It's not that we claim that we love Allah. The more important question, in fact, the most important question is, does Allah love me and you? Think about this. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفر. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، واعلموا أنكم موقوفون بين يدي الله غدا، وستسألون عن الصغير قبل الكبير. Dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting with the Sahaba one day and Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu came, his grandson. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam carried him and he raised him And he said, whoever loves al-Hussein, Allah will love him. Allahu Akbar. And we draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by loving all the household of the Prophet, including al-Hasan al-Hussein and everyone in his family, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So think about this. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving his family, is a way to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why I'm going to share with you 10 tips how to guarantee the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is taken from an essay written by Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. First step, we all know, according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single night, during the third portion of the night, which is known in Arabic as as-sahar, the last portion of the night, He comes down to as-sama' al-dunya, to the nearest heaven, in a way that befits Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He extends His hand subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's asking us, is there anyone who asks me for something, I'll give it to him or her? Is there anyone who asks me for forgiveness and I'll forgive them? Is there anyone who wants to make dua and ask me for anything, I will give it to him or her? We need to take advantage of that time, inshallah, every single night, to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get His love. Allah, who is in need, who is in no need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is as-samad. And as-samad means, al-kullu yasmudu ilayhi fil hajat, wa huwa al-ghaniyu an khalqihi, fala yahtaju ila ahad. Allah is in no need of His creation, but all of us need Him. And despite that, He comes down to us in as-sama' al-dunya asking if we need Him. What should we do? Think about this. Next step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you if you remember Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be with you if you remember Him. He said in the Qudsi hadith, أنا ما عبدي ما ذكرني. Who would like the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every Muslim. So Allah says, I am with my servant as long as he or she remembers me. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah number 2, ayah number 152. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Remember me and I will remember you. Allah above seven heavens now is remembering all of us, because we're sitting in His house remembering Him. Think about this honor. Who am I to be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am nothing in His creation. But think about this honor. Tip number 3. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the best way to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you increase your love of Him so He will love you. And we need to read the Quran, understanding the Quran, so that we can apply the Quran as a way of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 48. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they reflect? Don't they ponder in the Quran when they read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are their hearts sealed because they stay away from the remembrance of Allah and reflecting on His words? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Isn't it time for the believers that their hearts will humble because of the revelation that came down to them from Allah and the reminder which is the Quran, the word of truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if this Quran was to be revealed on a mountain, it will crumble out of the fear of Allah. What happened to our hearts? لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Next step. We need to sit with those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to choose our company. We need to have good friends, because they will remind us of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. And there is nothing that can testify to what I'm saying except the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, ayah number 22, Allah mentioned the dog simply because of the good company of the dog. When the dog accompanied the fityatun amanu bi rabbihim, when the dog kept the company of young people who left their people because they were doing shirk. So Allah mentioned the dog many times. What's a dog? It's an animal. But Allah repeated the name of the dog in the ayah. سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة وسادسهم كلبهم رجما بالله ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم. How many times? In fact, Allah described even the way the dog was sitting in front of the cave. وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد. What's the value of a dog? What's a dog? But it was mentioned in the Quran because of the good company. Allahu Akbar. So you need to choose your good friends, because they will remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next step. We need, brothers and sisters, also to love and be ready for meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith narrated by Aisha in al-Bukhari, the Prophet said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'a." Whoever loves to meet with Allah, Allah would love to meet with him. And what's the meaning of meeting with Allah? When you die, that's the end of your life. There's no second chance. So are you ready to meet with Allah? People who love Allah will be ready for that meeting. They will prepare themselves with good deeds, with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We stay away from sinning. Another tip, we need to stay away from any barrier between us and coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the main thing that makes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will distance you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is committing sins. So stay away from sinning. And if you do sin, go back and repent. وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. And I said to them, seek Allah forgiveness. Allah will forgive you all the time. The door is open 24/7, regardless of how many sins have you committed. Next step. We need to put Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in front of us. We need to follow his sunnah. We need to love him more than we love ourselves, our own families, and everyone on earth. Because when he was trying to call the people of Israel to Islam, what did they say to him? They said, just don't worry about us. We love Allah, and Allah loves us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them in the Quran. And read in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 21. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you claim that you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. So follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the end result? What's the outcome? يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins. So following the Prophet ﷺ is the way to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the forgiveness of sins. Another tip. We need to study the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-merciful, He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you will never lose hope in Allah when you commit a sin. So you'll go back to Him. But in the meantime, don't quote one ayah and leave the next ayah, because people always will say, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Proclaim to my servants that I'm the all-merciful, the all-forgiving. But they stop there. No, you need to know that Allah also is شديد العقاب. Allah is severe in His punishment. Continue the next ayah. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. So we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is severing his punishment, so we stay away from sinning. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sami', so you will stay away from saying anything that he can hear you saying, which is haram. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-basir, he will see you, whether you are in the basement, whether it's dark or whether it's light. She will stay away from sinning him. So one way to the love of Allah is to study the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another tip, develop good characters. Because when you develop a good character, it will become your own character. When you get used to something, it will be your own character. And one character that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves is patience. As we mentioned about Ayyub alayhi salam. In fact, Allah stated in the Quran, if you read in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 146, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed that He loves those who are patient. Inna Allah yuhibbu sabirin. Indeed, Allah loves those who are patient. We go through a lot in our life. Remember, we believe in the Qadr of Allah. Whatever happens in our life is the best for us. Last tip, dear brothers and sisters, before I conclude the khutbah, is we need to reflect on this hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qudsi hadith that He doesn't like anything from us. He doesn't expect anything from us except doing the fard, what He obligated us to do. But then He said, وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. And my servant will consistently continue to draw closer to me because he wants my love through nawafil, through extra acts of worship, like praying the night prayers, like fasting Monday and Thursday, like giving charity beyond giving zakah. حَتَّى أُحِبَّ, until I love him. Allahu Akbar. So nawafil is another means to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in conclusion, dear brothers and sisters, let's not claim that we love Allah. Because the poet said, فَيَا عَجَبًا كَيْفَ تَعْصِ الْإِلَهَ وَأَنْتَ تَزْعُمُ حُبَّهُ. It's amazing. How come that you claim that you love Allah and you disobey Him? هَذَا لَعَمْرِي فِي الْقِيَاسِ شَنِيعُ or بَدِيعُ. If you take this as an analogy, it doesn't make any sense. لَوْ كُنْتَ صَادِقًا فِي حُبِّهِ لَأَطَعْتَهُ. If you are truthful in your claim that you love Him, you should submit to Him and obey Him. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. If a person claims that he loves someone, they would obey him. So let's obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back so we can deserve His love. اللهم ارزقنا توبة قبل الموت وجنة ونعيما بعد الموت. اللهم ارزقنا الشهادة عند الموت. اللهم لا تدع لنا وللحاضرين ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا عيبا إلا سترته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا هما إلا فرجته. اللهم كن لإخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر يا رب العالمين. اللهم أذن لشرعك أن يحكم في الأرض. اللهم ارحم ضعف المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم ولي أمورنا خيارنا ولا تولي أمورنا شرارنا. اللهم اجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله، وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.